What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest, same guy, different name. Back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast and doing another track review over here. Got another one for y'all this week. And this is for Isaiah Rashad. Maybe the long awaited Isaiah Rashad track review, or just Isaiah, something from Isaiah Rashad. Isaiah Rashad, TDE member. So, a lot of us TDE fans, or just simply fans of Isaiah Rashad, have been waiting for something from him. And this is his, this is my thoughts of his song or single, newly released single, Lay With Ya. So, just to put it simply, because that's what these track reviews are supposed to be, just be simple and everything. I thought it was a cool, nice bop to it. It had a good vibe to it. Would I honestly say this was honestly worth an announcement, though? Because remember, they announced this. They announced it without letting it be known that it was an Isaiah Rashad song. But they pretty much announced that something was dropping yesterday, Friday the 7th. I don't think the song was worth that much hype. I get it. Isaiah Rashad hadn't dropped anything in years. Was it the Suns tirade the last thing we saw from him? It could be something else. That's his most memorable project, I'm gonna put it that way, at least from me, from my standpoint. But as far as I think the hype there would have not only lasted longer, but it would have been, I guess, to me, once again, worth more had they just dropped this song, dropped the video of the song and everything, and yesterday without the announcement, and people was like, oh shit, new Isaiah Rashad. Because I think it was somebody either found out the day before. I think I saw it the day before, that Thursday, or it was that Wednesday, that someone was like, yeah, it's a new Isaiah Rashad song. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I like Isaiah Rashad, but I'm not as hyped as I was for the announcement. And then after hearing the song, I think if I liked the song better, maybe the hype factor would have been like, all right, cool. But again, I just didn't necessarily care too much enough for me to say, okay, this was worth the hype factor. Again, I do think that the song is a good song. It's a good song. It doesn't have much replay value for me unless I am definitely riding down the street, windows down, you know, weather nice. It's springtime here, but you wouldn't fucking know because it's windy as hell every damn day. But this is definitely a nice spring, summer vibe, a warm weather vibe type song here. It's featuring Duke Deuce. This is my first time actually hearing Duke Deuce. I wasn't really impressed with the feature, to be honest with you. Isaiah, I think this song would have done, what Isaiah did on his song was enough for me. That's just, you know, again, my opinion. I would say Duke Deuce's ad-lib is pretty dope. I like his ad-lib, but as far as his contribution to this song, I wasn't too impressed. But again, that's my first time actually listening to Duke Deuce. I've heard the ad-lib before, like on a soundbite of something, but I didn't hear the song, so I didn't really pay attention to the Duke Deuce song or anything. If you all recommend him and say you think I would like him, I would gladly check him out. You know, gladly check him out, especially if he is dropping or has dropped something this year. I will check out that project and obviously give my two cents on that. But yeah, that's it for this track review. Like I said, I thought it was cool, but was it? I thought, personally, I think that it would have been more of a worth the wait type feel to it if I enjoyed the song more, and also if they just dropped it out of nowhere, like, you know, kind of like how Kendrick's last project was. It was not like announced, and I know Kendrick, different artists, yada yada yada, but I like when artists do the surprise drop, whether it's my favorite artist or not. Now, granted, I do like knowing when my faves are dropping as well, of course, but as far as the whole surprise drop thing and not announcing when it's a drop, just you just wake up one day and, you know, your whatever you get, wherever you get your music notifies you, or you just look and you it's there, or you just go based off of other people telling you or what social media is saying. I like that aspect of it. And I thought that however I felt about this song per se, I thought that TDE should have done it with Isaiah Rashad, especially someone who has also been, I guess, a missed artist out of the TDE camp for a lot of us out there. So that's just my thoughts about this. Y'all let me know what you think about this song. Lay With You, once again, if you haven't heard it, listen to it, then share your thoughts, of course, and let me know what you think about what I said. But that's that. Until next time, until next episode, stay tuned for the new episode of My Two Cents Podcast, like actual full-length episode, not a track review. And you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.